Just reporting that the first estimate for third quarter growth shows GDP growing by 3.5%. That's slightly better than the 3.3% analysts were forecasting. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. Again, that's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And the weather report for the Flemington and Hunterdon County area begins today with temperatures of 38 degrees, partly sunny skies, and a high near 51. Calm winds becoming southeasterly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight rain mainly after 10 p.m. The rain could be heavy at times. The low around 43 degrees and northeasterly winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. On Saturday, rain continues. It could be heavy at times. The temps will be about 53 degrees, and northeasterly winds will be between 14 and 16 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. On Saturday night, rain is likely before 9 p.m., then a chance of showers mainly between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. Skies will be cloudy with a low around 43 degrees, and north winds will be between 5 to 9 miles per hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 55. Westerly winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday evening, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m., then rain is likely, mainly after 3 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 43. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Start your work week on Monday with rain likely before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers afterwards with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 55. The chance of precipitation is 70%.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and the host of this show. And very happy to be here this morning because I have two wonderful guests from Safe in Hunterdon. Karen Carbonello, who is the executive director, and she is with Laura Siligato, who is the clinical director of Safe in Hunterdon. I said that good. Well, good. And I want to welcome both of you. We're going to be talking about some very serious issues, Karen and Laura, today with domestic violence, but there's hope. And there are so many resources, Safe in Hunterdon being sort of the crown piece here in Hunterdon County to help with these issues for any person who is facing it. Welcome. How are you?
Great, thank you. Delighted to be here.
So let's start with the foundation of Safe. For people, I can't imagine that they don't know about you guys because you do fantastic work. But Karen, give us the background, give us the history of of Safe in Hunterdon?
Well, we've been around for about 40 years, and we've been providing services for victims of domestic violence as well as sexual assault. We provide services to children as young as 3 to adults up to however old. One of the things about us that is a little bit new is that we now have legal representation added to our repertoire. So it's not just about counseling. It's about crisis intervention, legal representation and legal advocacy in the courtroom to get restraining orders. It is also about providing creative arts therapy, economic empowerment programs, and, of course, prevention, which is what we really want to talk about as well today.
Absolutely. And as clinical director, Laura, when did you come to SAFE?
I've been at SAFE for just over a year, and it's a phenomenal agency, the work that we're doing. You know, I think all of our staff are very passionate and really value all the people that we are able to come in contact with in various capacities.
So as clinical director, the counseling and so forth that Karen just mentioned, you're making sure all that happens.
Yeah, I kind of oversee the clinical services that we provide for both the children and adolescents that we see as well as the adults.
So the year's almost gone. Have you seen a change since you first came aboard? Any difference in people who are facing these challenges? Any difference in the demographics?
We recently have been seeing a lot more people reaching out to us to get services about sexual assault. It's been pretty significant in our culture. And so we are seeing more and more people coming out, kind of taking that first step to start to address some of the things that they've been facing.
So I did a little bit of my homework, and I looked at our stats at Hunterdon Helpline because we refer the callers who are in need and have resources with domestic violence issues to you all the time. And, of course, Hunterdon Helpline 24/7, 365 days of the week, believe me, we get these calls. Our tagline is your first call for help, and so we're happy to have an organization such as SAFE that's right here in the midst and not have to send somebody to a state clearinghouse or what have you. But when I did the stats, we referred in 2017 13 people to your organization. Now, somebody could say, well, 13, what about 200? That sounds awfully low. But think about it. 13 people, that's more than one a month. That's sad to me.
Well, we've served 600 a year annually last year, unduplicated clients. So while you're only seeing 16, most of them are calling our various hotlines, and I'd like to announce what those numbers
Absolutely.
Are. Our 24-hour hotline is 908-788-4044. That's 908-788-4044, and that's the 24-hour hotline. We also have just opened a text line. Because, let's face it, the younger generation, as well as
Absolutely.
Children, this is the way they reach out.
Yes, so I've been told by my children, text mom, don't leave messages.
It's also very helpful in reaching the deaf and hard of hearing community. And so that text line number is 908-455-2927. That's 908-455-2927. 2927, and we've just added a third hotline.
Wow.
If you've been reading the news, you'll know that the Edna Mann Correctional Facility had some sexual assault complaints, many indictments, thanks to the hard work of our prosecutor's office. Indictments were handed down. And the PREA hotline, which is the Prison Rape Elimination Act, allows us to take calls from the incarcerated victims who have been raped or had sexual assault or sexual harassment committed against them. Interestingly enough, that is not just for the women's prison. It's also for Mountain View, the male prison, which is for younger male incarcerated victims. And the PREA hotline number, in case they're listening, is 908-381-5629. 908-381-5629. Because while they're incarcerated, remember, that doesn't mean that they have to be raped when they're there.
Right. And actually, when you bring up the men's prison, out of the referrals that we sent as Helpline to SAFE last year in 2017, one of them was a man. And I think that our listeners need to know that domestic violence is not always man against woman. And it could take, you know, any gender, any time, any trigger, etc. Let me ask you about the prison, because when they call, will they have access to call? Will they be able to privately call this number and express, given what we've heard about the Edna Mann situation, will they be comfortable to be able to do this?
Yes, and I'm proud to say that we worked for on a memorandum of agreement with both prisons and that they were very open to doing this. It is a private line. It is not taped, not audio taped. There are also no cameras on the phones, directly on the phones, so that it's not a matter of knowing who it is that's actually placing the calls to us.
That's so important.
Yes, absolutely.
That's great. So someone calls in and is in need. What's the process? What happens? I call SAFE and I tell my story. What happens from that moment?
Well, I'll start it and then Laura can pick up
sure.
on it. When they dial the hotline number, any one of the numbers, it's actually an advocate, which is a bachelor's level trained employee, not volunteers, who answer that helpline or that hotline number from the safe house. And the safe house is, in fact, only for women. But if we have male victims, we do have services available for them in the community, as well as hotel placements in select places. So they shouldn't be reticent to call. When they do call, they can be calling as a friend of or a family member of. They don't necessarily have to be direct victims. They don't have to be current victims, because many of the times when the hotline callers call, they may have been triggered by something like the Kavanaugh case. They might be triggered by having the birth of a first child who happens to be a girl, and this was a woman who was sexually assaulted when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of triggers and lots of reasons to call. After the hotline call is placed, we determine whether or not this is a client who would be a potential client who would be interested in coming to the safe house for emergency crisis work, or needs to go for a restraining order, temporary restraining order in a police station, needs to meet us at a hospital for a sexual assault kit to be done. But then really after that, it moves over to the counseling department. That's Laura's.
So once we've determined that, you know, if whatever needs they might have had in the crisis-oriented stage of things, once we're kind of past that and they come to our counseling department, we do a phone screening where we kind of just assess what's going on, what their needs are, and then we schedule them for an intake. If they're calling for their child, we would have the parent come in first to meet with the counselor, just to kind of discuss what the program is like and what they can expect, and to give us information about the child as well. After the intake process is complete, if we feel confident that we can meet the client's needs, we'll get them scheduled. If not, we'll give them referrals and look at what else support we can provide. We do have case management services and a financial empowerment program. So if they're looking for support in those areas as well, we kind of try to wrap around our services as much as we can for them.
So, you know, I'd like to think that in 2018, all of our stigmas have disappeared, but of course they haven't. There is a stigma about this. There's a stigma for the victim to feel that her neighbors are going to judge her differently, the other family members, et cetera. How do you get that person who's reaching out and probably should have reached out a year ago or even several years ago? How do you get them comfortable enough to understand, one, it's not their fault, because of course that's always huge when we're facing domestic violence, but that it's okay, it's non-judgmental, and they're in, to use your word, a safe place?
It is vitally important to us that they feel safe and they know how much we appreciate that they're sharing their stories with us. We go at their pace. We really meet them where they're at. Some people come in and want to tell us their story and get it all out, and some people are not quite ready to do that, and it's okay. It's entirely their choice how much they want to share and when and if they want to share any parts of their story. We spend a lot of time validating, and like you said, we make sure they know it's not their fault, that there's nothing they could have done for any of this to happen, and just acknowledge how brave they are to come forward and how much courage it really takes to be able to talk to somebody they don't know and share what's been going on with them.
Absolutely. We're going to come back after a few messages and delve into this even deeper. It's amazing what SAFE does. And so we got a few questions coming up, and we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. Every Friday morning, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year for any need, basic human needs, shelter, mental health, senior family challenges, youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, simply compassionate listening, and so much more. We also have our own programs for one-on-one instruction in English for adult learners. We're a connectivity program which matches Hunterdon County employers with Hunterdon County potential employees, and of course a wide variety of services for seniors in the county to age comfortably and safely in the choice of their home and or residence. So where do you find help? You simply call Hunterdon Helpline, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or please visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc, that's all one word, H-E-L-P-L-I-N-E-H-C.org. org. And we're back with Karen Carbonello, who's Executive Director of SAFE in Hunterdon, and Laura Siligato, the Clinical Director at SAFE. We've been talking about their various hotlines that you can call, and we'll repeat them in a little bit. But we were talking about who is faced with this challenge, and the demographics are so wide. And again, right before we took the break, we were talking about men being victims as well. But the stigma making anybody feel comfortable. Let's talk about children now that we spoke about adult male, female, whatever gender somebody feels comfortable with. Children, that's a tough nut to crack. I mean, you know, they're bombarded from all different directions, psychologically, if it's happening within the home, telling on another person whom they love dearly and will continue probably to love throughout their life. How do we help these kids?
You're absolutely right. It's a very complex issue for kids to navigate, and they often don't always have the words to be able to put to what they're experiencing and how they're feeling. So we have several different approaches we can take in working with children. We do have some wonderful creative arts therapists who can work with kids using drama therapy, art therapy, dance and movement, and really incorporating those into the work that they do. We're also very fortunate to have several of our therapists trained in trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, which is an evidence-based practice that really works with children and their families to look at the trauma and understand how the impact has affected the way that they feel, the way that they think, and really work to address and make positive changes. Fortunately, kids are really resilient. So given the skills, you know, and just the space sometimes to be able to express themselves, it really does make a difference for them and for the families.
So what about their parents who are not as resilient? And there's a lot of issues with that, particularly if another parent is accused, a relative, et cetera. We're talking about a web of family members, and when a child finally comes forth or somebody helps that child to identify this issue, what about the parents? It must be devastating, confusing, talk about guilt, not having maybe identified it themselves. How do we help the parent get through this so they, in fact, can help the child?
It's a great question, because you're right. There's a huge systematic overarching, you know, issue that often we're seeing, because a lot of times it is in generational abuse where it's happened in previous generations. So we do work with the parents both in conjointly with their children, and then we often have a lot of parents who are doing their own work in their own with their own counselors, so that they're able to really have space and time to talk about what's going on for them, the guilt that comes up, the stress of it all, the struggle of balancing, you know, taking care of themselves and taking care of their kids at the same time. We work a lot on giving them a lot of resources and education about the cycles of violence, the impact of violence, and also what they can do to really kind of make the changes so that everyone in their family gets to a place where they're feeling more stable and healthy and happy.
I would imagine that generational abuse strikes its ugly head quite often, because, again, that parent or that grandparent even who wouldn't come forward. You know, we are lucky on one hand to have a society that we're trying to address the stigma of so many social ills. We're trying to give voice to victims of different challenges, and we're still not that successful. So I can imagine that if a child somehow exposes what's going on that a parent could have just kept it inside of them for years, and this becomes a trigger to say, oh my gosh, it was in fact generational, but no one ever lent that parent the voice to speak up and unfortunately maybe stop the cycle. But
yeah, I mean, we see that where it's the child coming forward, or you know, it being identified in what's going on with the child currently, but that's really bringing out a lot of the parent's own history of abuse. And you know, it's never too late for parents or any adults to come forward and get the help that they are looking for, and it's never too late to change and find different ways of being able to deal with what's been going on. So our brain is really amazing in that it works really well in helping us survive when trauma happens. Unfortunately, it always comes to a point where those skills that we learn to survive no longer work. Mm-hmm. And that's usually when we see people coming in our door.
And I would imagine, too, that you're also faced with perhaps a lot of self-medicating, a lot of other mental health issues that are related and so forth. You know, we at 100 and Helpline, of course, we consider ourselves this umbrella in the county to know what everyone is doing at any given time. So when that caller comes in, we can make that referral link to another organization or more. We try to really bundle. We see that one problem is never one problem. It has branched out into a variety of different things. And we have a licensed clinical social worker on staff, so we try to collaborate with the other organizations. Again, I would imagine that when someone comes to you directly with some of these other issues that have unfortunately taken form, perhaps in addiction, codependencies, all of that, how do you collaborate with the other organizations in the area to provide perhaps different avenues of solution, if you will, while they're rightfully dealing with the immediate problem under the roof of SAFE?
Yeah, we've been working hard to build relationships with a lot of the other resources that are out there for clients, because we do see clients coming in with mental health issues, substance abuse issues, homelessness, you know, all the things that really can be affected by the impact of the trauma that they've experienced. And so we've been working hard to be able to have really good referral sources for clients when they're coming in with things that we can't necessarily meet the need of. And we're also looking at being able to build some of those things within ourselves as well. You know, we're looking at being able to better address substance abuse issues that come in, and the mental health issues, and having more staff trained in effective modalities to treat those very, very difficult, really symptoms of the trauma that our clients have been experiencing.
I want to emphasize something about the hotlines, and Karen, if you would read them again. Karen said, these are not volunteers. These are trained staff members. I want to repeat that because we always get that question as well. We have a lot of volunteers working for Helpline, for sure. But our 24/7 hotline is manned by staff only. And I think that's very important for people to know, particularly if it's not them, that they're referring someone else, they should feel comfortable. But we always get that question, you're a volunteer, right? No. So I think it's important. Not that the volunteers that work with us aren't also trained, but they're always under a supervision of a staff member. And in this particular case, when we think of some of the issues that are going to go broader than the immediate issue, I think it's really important that the training is emphasized, that the folks at SAFE know what they're doing.
Yes, well, in addition to their BA level, they're also trained 80 hours specifically in domestic violence and sexual assault. And so that does give them some unique properties to be able to, or things to call upon when they're listening to their callers. I think the other thing that's very important to note is that we are governed by a federal statute that mandates us to have complete confidentiality and privacy for the callers,
absolutely,
as well as those right. that stay with us or in fact, engage in services. I think sometimes when a victim's out there, you know, kind of stuck in shame, silence, and fear, which is what it is that's immobilizing them, one of the other questions is, well, if I make a call, you know, will that be used? That call be used against me? If I go into counseling, will the notes be brought into the courtroom? Will my history of substance abuse be brought up if I've been dabbling lately as a way to cope? And the best thing that I can say to any victim who's been holding back for that reason is don't hold back. There are federal and state statutes that allow us to provide completely confidential services. Shall I read the numbers?
Yes.
The 24-hour hotline is 908-788-4044. That's 908-788-4044. The text line is 908-455-2927. The text line is 908-455-2927. The PREA hotline, the Prison Rape Elimination Act number for those incarcerated victims, is 908-381-5629. 908-381-5629.
Thank you, and we're going to come back after this short break and find out more about Safe and Hunterdon, their resources, their programs, and the amazing work that they do.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The number of possibly explosive packages addressed to high-profile Democrats and other critics of President Trump that have been recovered now number 12. The FBI confirming an 11th package has been recovered in Florida. It was addressed to New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. A 12th package found at a New York City post office. It was addressed to ex-National Intel Chief James Clapper. The New York City Police Commissioner says,
I can say with certainty, we will identify and arrest a person or people responsible.
President Trump's reportedly planning to block just about all immigrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, with reports he'll sign an executive action to make it extremely difficult for migrants from Central America to get into the U.S. Sources say the details should be finalized by next week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And the weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, a high near 51. Calm winds becoming southeasterly in the Hunterdon County area around 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Tonight, rain mainly after 10 p.m. The rain could be heavy at times and the low around 43. Northeasterly winds will be between 5 and 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Saturday will have rain throughout the day, could be heavy at times, and the high will be near 53. Northeasterly winds between 14 and 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Saturday night rain is likely before 9 p.m., then a chance of showers mainly between 9 and 3 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 43 and north winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 55, westerly winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m., then rain is likely mainly after 3 a.m., and mostly cloudy with a low around 43. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Monday, rain is likely before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers afterwards with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 55. The chance of precipitation is 70%, and the evening will bring a chance of showers before 9 p.m. with partly cloudy skies, a low around 37, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax. I'm Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, which hosts this show Friday mornings between 10 and 11. Hunterdon Helpline 24/7, 365 days of the year, is your first call for help, any challenge, anytime. And that phone number is 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. For more information about our other services, please go to the internet at www.helplinehc.org. And we have Karen Carbonello and Laura Siligato from Safe in Hunterdon with us today. They've been talking about their programs and services at Safe, which run the gamut and certainly run the demographics. You name it. Whoever you are, whatever you're finding yourself to be trying to navigate, you're not the perpetrator, you are the victim. You should feel comfortable in reaching out to Safe if you think that you have been abused. And Karen, the main number, please, one more time.
The hotline number is 908-788-4044. 908-788-4044.
And how do we explain to somebody, if there's just an inkling, somebody may have told you this is love, and you're not quite sure that it's love, that it could be abuse, don't hesitate. How do we get that message across, Laura?
Yeah, I mean, if there's any doubt, if you're not feeling comfortable or safe in your relationship, or just have questions and call us. We'll help you, you know, look at what's going on and figure it out. And if we can help you beyond that, then we're here. And if not, we'll work to get you the resources that you need. But certainly you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. That's what we're here for, is to give you the information and help you see what it is that's going on.
So Karen, you mentioned it. The news. I mean, we certainly have. We have the Me Too movement. We have the Catholic Church challenge that all over the world is being looked at, reviewed, hopefully resolved in some way. This does not send a good message, oftentimes, to a victim. Well, this has been going on for years. Over and over and over again. I'll be fired from my job. I'll be ostracized from my congregation. The people who have perpetrated this against the victims are not being brought to task. That's a challenge, I think, when people decide to pick up the phone. Like, what difference will it make if I dial this number?
I think part of the thing we have to remember is accountability for the perpetrators is paramount to having people come forward. But it's not the only way that healing can begin. Healing can begin with counseling or just with trying to understand what is a healthy relationship, what is healthy sexual activity, what does consent mean? The very basics, I think, are what we need to do. And we need to teach our parents to talk to our children openly about these things if we expect to change the culture.
And it's not always, I just want to say this, I have four kids.
Uh-huh.
It's not the boogeyman.
Right. Right. It's not a stranger in most cases.
Right.
It's not.
And you know, it's not somebody lying under your bed or somebody you saw once in your lifetime or what have you. That's, you know, it's tough bringing up children. And I brought up two boys and two girls. And sometimes I felt... Was I making them paranoid? Was I making them untrusting? Was I inhibiting their ability to have a great relationship with people by talking to them? So how do we talk to them in that way where, you know, they can appreciate a relative who decides they're, you know, the favorite niece or nephew or what have you and pays more attention? How do we differentiate without making our children scared to engage in a normal relationship?
I think part of it, I mean, Laura would be better maybe at answering this than I, but I think part of it is that we need to be able to talk to our children about unwanted touching, about unwanted love, unwanted expression of love. I think that we're actually in a time now where we don't say anymore to children, go kiss this one or go kiss that one. We kind of, you know, we have to make it a mutual thing where there's reciprocity as well. And I think when we think about if we're teaching them that that's what they have to do, then they're going to have to do it outside the family as well and think that that's normal and expected behavior. So I know it sounds a little uncomfortable, but unwanted touching is where it begins. And also talking about what is healthy, what is healthy expression. You know, high fives are fine. Sometimes hugs are fine, but maybe they're not in certain instances and cases. And I think we've heard and seen a large increase in the number of sexually abused children coming to SAFE in Hunterdon. Now, we could say if you build it, they will come because we've established a child and adolescent services department. And there is some truth to that. But we are seeing such a rise that we may be facing, believe it or not, a waiting list pretty soon. So we are fighting for additional funding to be able to serve parents and children where sexual assault and sexual abuse has happened.
Let's talk about that because we can certainly segue into Giving Tuesday and the needs that we have. But I wonder, before we get to all of that, trying to find funding for all of this also comes to mind the fact that the headlines oftentimes enable you to do better work because, you know, we've certainly seen domestic violence across the athletic playing field. When a story like that comes into the news, I know that people rally and suddenly they start thinking, oh, you know, we have SAFE in Hunterdon and I want to support that organization. But when those headlines shift, between those headlines, what do you do to reach out to people and say, you know what, this is an ongoing thing. It's not something that is celebrity driven, and you have to be aware of it 365 days out of the year, despite what the headlines do or don't say.
That's very true. Actually, we've been the beneficiary of additional attention and additional victimization coming forward, coming to us for services. But we've also been subjected to the backlash against, you know, against the Kavanaugh case, against the people who are saying, are they made up? Do they really remember accurately? And one of the things that I think we are now trying to do is educate people about what trauma does to people and get people to understand how come they might not exactly remember every little detail and what the brain does remember and what the body does remember. I think educating
or doesn't want to remember.
Or doesn't want to remember or can't or put it in that little box in, you know, inside the brain. So we do need to talk about trauma, not just about victimization, but they go hand in hand. And I think that that's part of our public education and part of our responsibility, really. It's not just about providing services, but educating the public about what happens to victims.
And I think people need to understand, and Laura, you're the expert, I am not, but this is, abuse is trauma. It's like getting hit over the head. My son was in a horrific accident. He was a pedestrian, got hit by a car, and suffered brain trauma. And he doesn't remember the accident. And the neurologist, and thank God today, he's 100% a miracle given what he went through, etc. But the neurologists and the neurosurgeons said to us that it's common when a person undergoes a trauma to forget, that the brain allows you to forget because as he tells me today, because I'm still, this happened like 10 years ago now, and I can't get it out of my mind. I can't get out of my mind what he looked like when I ran to the hospital. And when I be the helicopter mom that I am, and he's old now. He doesn't want me to say that, but he's definitely an adult. And he's like, Mom, stop it already. Stop worrying, you know what? And I say, you don't remember. I know what happened. I saw you after it happened. But you, thankfully, don't remember. And people have to realize that abuse is trauma just like that, and that the brain says to you, oh, maybe that was a dream, or, you know, so that you can literally get on with your life. That is a good mechanism in a way. But obviously, when we look at these stories and somebody's trying to prove it, it does absolutely work against the victim.
Yes, there's a distinction between short-term and long-term memory, and that's another thing that we have to remember. So for you, this is kind of embedded in your brain, and the more you talk about it, the receptors and the connectors are reinforcing that, and it sticks in your mind, and it doesn't really change over time because that was a significant thing that happened. My daughter was 3 when she had a car accident. We thought we were going to lose her. I know exactly what she looked like and how you feel. But she does not remember. So
right.
So this is so common, and that's the beauty of talking on radio about these kinds of things, so people can relate trauma to something larger and bigger than just about victimization.
Karen, do me a favor. Give the phone number again. We're going to take a break and come back and give you some more information. Safe in Hunterdon is celebrating 40 years in this community doing this great work. So the number to call is
908-788-4044. 908-788-4044. Please pick up the phone and call.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterton. We've been listening to Karen Carbonello, Executive Director, and Laura Siligato, Clinical Director of SAFE in Hunterton, and it's been incredible. I didn't expect any less from both of you, and really the work that SAFE in Hunterton does and what you continue to do, but also to improve and to add on. I know that you've added 2 new counseling groups, parents of sexually abused children and also domestic violence. You're not sitting still. It's not stagnant. You're creating a lot of new programs. But people need to support you, and we want to talk about your November 4th anniversary gala. That's at the farmhouse of Grand Colonial. How's that going to go down?
Well, it's going well. There are still some tickets left. Tickets are $125 per plate. We are hoping for a sellout. At 200 is our cap. And we're really looking forward to the celebration. This agency started as a small grassroots agency with mostly caring survivors and those that had been touched in some way in their lives. And it is now a trauma center. That is the way we look at ourselves. So we do need the help of the community. We receive grant funds over $1 million, but we're over a $2 million budget if we are to be serving the way to meet the needs of the demand. So we do need every dollar that we can. And we need volunteers as well.
We always. People need to know that nonprofits do run on those volunteers, because otherwise that budget would go skyrocketing. And I'm very proud that SAFE in Hunterton is part of Give Hunterton, which is a collaboration that Hunterton Helpline belongs to and founded, of nonprofits working together to get the education out about what each of us does to reach potential donors, of course, but also volunteers. If you go to givehunterton.org on the internet, you will see about 14 of us up there. Click on each one. Learn about what your nonprofits are doing in the county. If you click on SAFE in Hunterton, you'll not only see what they do, what they're involved in, their events coming up, but also what their needs are. GiveHunterton.org allows you to see Does the organization need funds? Yes. We're just going to say yes, right, Karen?
Yes, we're
going to
say yes.
Just going to say yes. But do they need material things? Did they just move into a new office? Do they need chairs? Do they need something for the playroom, for the art room, Laura, at Safe and Hunterdon? And then, of course, there's a spot to see what kind of volunteers they need. And this collaboration allows you to go to the site, learn what you need to know about each of the organizations, decide who you want to give to, and when you click on their site, you can go directly to their website. So your donations go directly to them. There's no middleman fees or what have you. The only monetary exchange, if you will, at Give Hunterdon is that we as nonprofits pool some of our resources so that we could take out ads, for instance, for Giving Tuesday, which is coming up November 27th. So this is a way to really find out what's going on in Hunterdon County. And it's been pretty successful over the last 3 years, Karen. We've been able to educate and get the message out.
I love Giving Tuesday and love this whole idea, because not only are all the dollars going where they belong, but people can come and see all the related services. Remember, domestic violence is not the only thing affecting those families. So if you're going to be giving also to a nonprofit that's working with the opioid crisis or working with homelessness, you're helping to support the survivors of domestic violence. And it brings us together in a collaborative way rather than a competitive way.
Absolutely.
And it's been a very exciting growth pattern. So each year as we come together more and more and we get the word out more and more, I'm very hopeful that this will become the main tool for us all to get this holiday funding and beyond that, right?
And during the year, between the headlines, as we spoke again before. So please do visit givehunterdon.org. We hope that you have Giving Tuesday, November 27th, on your calendar. But put Give Hunterdon on your calendar so that every day, 365 days, you're aware of what our nonprofits are doing and what kind of assistance they need. Again, if you do not have the funds to give, you can volunteer. There's so many avenues. But I did like what you said, Karen, because if you want to give to an organization that centers on domestic violence, we did talk about addiction. We talked about these other things. And that's why this collaborative is so important. There's no duplication of services. We each have our own niche, even under the same category. So it's been great, guys. Really so informative. It's a tough topic. Laura, I don't know how you go through your day sometimes, because at least we kind of get a break at Hunterdon Helpline with the calls coming in. Sometimes we get something easy, like we'll be helping a senior to move. She just downsized. But to work with this kind of intensity, my hat is off to you and your staff. I love your staff, Karen. I know so many of them. And, again, refer to you quite a bit as Helpline. So thank you so much for coming on. Give that phone number one more time before we get off the air, Karen.
Number is 908-788-4044. 908-788-4044.
Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next Friday, and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Coming up next is Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
and even dozen. That's how many suspected explosive devices authorities say they've recovered after they'd been addressed to some high-profile Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest suspicious package, addressed to former National Intelligence Chief James Clapper and sent to CNN Studios in New York City. Earlier, a package was intercepted at a Florida mail facility before it reached New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. It was found at the same mailing center where several others ended up or passed through earlier this week. The first nor'easter of the season is heading for the northeast coast today. Forecasters say the energy and moisture from what was Hurricane Willa will bring heavy rain and strong winds, with the worst of it from Virginia as far north as Maine. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th Gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch